Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, Catherine Quinn farms with her granddaughter Hannah in County Limerick, and over the course of the past year, and indeed it's almost 12 months since the pandemic began, we've listened to the everyday life that they've enjoyed on their farm together. This week, Catherine and Hannah were surprised by the early arrival of some goslings.
Oh, it's still a bit bitter, isn't it?
It's very cold tonight.
So, Granny and I are just heading out because we have a new arrival on the farm. An unexpected one. It's not a baby calf, is it, Granny?
It's not a baby calf. It's a baby gosling. Unusually, we've got a goose hatching at the moment. I don't know whether it's related to climate change or what, but it's very unusual.
So we're just going to creep in here now.
Other door.
Look at that.
Oh, look, its little head is peeping out over her wing. Oh, look. Oh, that's so sweet.
Granny's being very careful, and she's just going in over and having a look, and we're pushing the goose aside because we want to see the nest. So we have the nest here in front of us, Granny. And she's got all the eggs covered up under straw, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Goose is not happy.
No.
Oh, Gran, look at that! Look!
Oh,
there's a second
one. There's a second one.
It's come.
Oh, no.
So
yeah.
There's another gosling, and it's just coming out of the egg.
Yes.
Look, it's so funny how they come out all wet and then they get all kind of fluffy afterwards, isn't it?
Yes.
So what's the best thing to do now?
The best thing to do is to just leave her now. And but the night is very cold, so I think I'll get the infrared lamp and set it up just over her. Not too close to her so that she gets too hot, but just to have it there and to raise the temperature a little bit.
I'm a bit nervous anyway because I remember growing up a few times that we had goslings and I went out in the morning and a rat or a mink would have got in, and what were 8 goslings quickly became no goslings.
No goslings at all, yes. It happened. It has happened, yes.
And then we've got the cold to add into that as well.
To add in. So we are...
Because geese aren't always the best mothers. They can be a bit silly sometimes.
That's right. They're not. We'll come out early in the morning and check again. Good morning, Jim.
Who's a good dog? Who's a good dog? Going to check on the goose with us? Well, we can hear her anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's one gosling. I can definitely see one.
One little head peeping out, yes.
So Granny's clambering over the fence now.
Yes.
Is there a second one there? Is it moving?
Yes, 2 goslings. Oh, that's lovely. 2. Excellent. Yes, I better come away now and leave her.
They're a bit vicious, aren't they?
Oh, they are. And she's quiet by goose standards. She's actually a quiet goose.
2 baby goslings there, after all.
2 baby goslings, and there are 4 more eggs. So hopefully we might get a few more.
They're little fluffy sort of grey and yellow replicas of her, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, she's very happy now and she's sitting very well, so that's excellent. Now I need to go and hard boil some eggs for the goslings for the first few days. And then after that, we'll give them a bit of cheek crumb, which is a special feed for young chickens and goslings.
Are you worried that, like, oh, look at the little heads poking out under her wing, aren't they cute?
Yeah.
Are you worried though, say there are 4 more eggs, are you worried that they're gluggers, which would be We call them gluggers, but they're essentially unfertilized, eggs.
Yes, well, you'll always get one or two unfertilized eggs. You know, that will all... So out of the four eggs, if we got another two goslings, I think we'd be very pleased.
Do you know glugger actually comes from the Irish word that means unfertilized egg, but it's an insult. Did you know that? If you call someone a gligeen...
Oh, yeah.
Is that a weird insult? Yeah, calling someone an unfertilized egg in Irish.
I didn't know that. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, they're so cute. Look at that. She's made such a lovely nest, lovely cozy nest with straw and feathers all around. It's new life and it's very hopeful to see that life goes on regardless.
We head in for our breakfast.
Yes, I think a cup of tea and some toast and marmalade wouldn't go amiss.
Yeah, that was Catherine and Hannah there in Limerick, the latest instalment in their little audio diary that they send us now and again about life on the farm and the latest arrivals there, two little goslings whom we hope are doing very well.